But some Democrats are charging TPA gives the president too much power. Top Ways and Means Democrat Sandra Levin argues the bill, which is key to finishing a massive trans-Pacific deal worth billions of dollars to U.S. agriculture, gives the White House something close to a blank check by setting vague negotiating objectives.
On issue after issue, our negotiators are either not asking for the right things or not willing to share with us what they're asking for. On currency manipulation, which has cost America's middle class millions of jobs, millions, we should ensure that TPP includes an obligation that our negotiating partners don't manipulate their currencies as Japan did in the 90s and China has in the last decade.
But GOP Chair Paul Ryan noted TPA puts Congress, not the White House, in the driver's seat when negotiating benchmarks and consultation requirements and sets out a process to allow trade negotiations to succeed.
Our trading partners will not make concessions if they don't trust us. If they think Congress will simply rewrite the deal, then they won't put their best offers on the table. So Congress and the President together have to provide a united front.
But Democrats are split over TPA and the TPP deal, and big question is if the GOP will have enough votes to offset Democrat losses. Many Republicans complain they don't want to give President Obama any more power than he's already exercised.